The fifth quarter.
Well, the Bulldogs, 49-point winners over the Bombers, keeps their finals hopes alive. 13-7-85, Essendon 4-12-36. The AFL has confirmed this is how week two of the finals will look. The semi-final between Geelong and GWS will be a 7:50 Eastern Standard Time bounce on Friday night at Optus Stadium. The Bulldogs and the Lions will be at the Gabba, but they haven't confirmed the start time yet, so I don't know whether they're working through whether that will be a twilight clash potentially or a night game, depending on trying to get teams potentially on a plane to Perth for their preliminary final that night. Neilty might be what they're trying to work in regards to getting them out of Brisbane that night.
That would be good if that could be arranged for the team that wins, keen to get them over there. Yeah. I think that would be smart planning, so let's hope they can give both sides, you know, it is an advantage the higher you finished on the ladder with game day breaks, yep, etc. But
actually, it won't be to Perth, sorry, it'd be to Adelaide.
Oh, I should be able to get them there.
Yeah, that shouldn't be. So I'm not sure what they're working through there. It doesn't actually say. The first preliminary final will be between Melbourne and the winner of the Geelong GWS match. That will be 7:50 Optus Stadium on Friday, September 10. And the second prelim will be a 7:40 Australian Eastern Standard Time bounce between Port Adelaide and the winner of Brisbane and the Bulldogs at Adelaide Oval. No word yet on whether we're having a break between the prelims and the grand final.
Any word on, have they just said the grand final's in Perth? Have they just said that yet?
They haven't yet because Melbourne still hasn't conceded it. They won't say it's in Perth until the Victorian government says, we don't think we can hold it here with a crowd of at least 50,000. We know that's not going to happen.
You think?
But the Victorian government still haven't come out and said that it won't happen until they say definitively, because they do have the contract.
Yeah, fair enough.
With the Vic government and the MCC, and until that takes place, we are, yeah.
It'll be a very quick two-week turnaround, King, if we can hold it over here.
It would be a massive two-week turnaround. How good would it be if we did get to hold it here and we get to call from there rather than out of the K-Rock hub? But we are making the best of a bad situation. Excuse me. Cats are serving their quarantine period in WA. GWS will continue to serve a quarantine period in Tassie, and they'll travel to Perth on Tuesday. The Lions return to Queensland this morning from Adelaide. After playing their qualifying final in Adelaide, the Bulldogs will continue to serve a quarantine period in Tasmania before travelling to Brisbane on Friday. And, of course, the preliminary final matches have been scheduled to ensure all teams have a minimum 7-day break leading into those games. So that is how it looks for weeks two and three. Okay. We, of course, have got word of what's happening with the Toby Green scenario, and that from the AFL is the match review officer. So there were a couple of other charges laid out of the games. Reece Matheson was a costly qualifying final for him, $4,000 in fines all up, striking Cozzy Pickett and rough conduct against Max Gawn. Daniel Rich charged with rough conduct, $2,000 fine. Tom McCartney, $2,000 fine. Toby Green has been charged with intentional umpire contact against umpire Matt Stevic during the third quarter of the elimination final. In summary, has been referred directly to the tribunal and cannot accept an early plea. Based on the available evidence, the incident was assisted as intentional umpire contact. The incident was classified as a direct referral to the tribunal, and the player cannot accept any early plea. So that's just reading it word for word.
Intentional contact with an umpire. If he gets found guilty of that.
So basically he's guilty right now because the match review officer said he's made intentional contact. He now has to prove he's innocent.
Wow. Okay. Well, good luck to him. But if he's guilty of that, that's he's on a fair holiday at the beginning of next year.
Yeah, it's a really, really tough ask. But nearly the Bulldogs, do you see something there out of their performance today that they can take some heart into the first semi-final against Brisbane and give a good showing of themselves at the Gabba that could take them into a prelim?
Oh, absolutely, Kingy. Their effort in the first half from a team defence point of view to weather the storm, because I actually thought the Bombers had momentum in the first half. I thought they stood up really well from a team defensive unit. In the second half, their midfield and their work around the contest, and that's not just about, you know, the ball's in between two players and they try and fight it out. It's about getting over to help your mate. It's about being smart with your method, making sure that the contest is even, the players are evenly distributed around the exit points. They were completely dominant, and they were playing against some really, really good players. The Bombers' midfield's pretty good, but the Bulldogs' midfield really does bat deep, if you want to use a cricket term. So there was enough there, Kingy, to say, wow, if they can do that against the Brisbane Lions, it will be a great game. They're every chance to beat them. And I think you mentioned it just before the end of the call that the Bulldogs were actually in the top four for the majority of the season.
Yep.
They're there for a reason, and they will give it every shake next Saturday night up at the Gabba.
Yeah, absolutely. For the Bombers, they exit the final series and they will disappear into hibernation until their return to pre-season in late November. I think November 29 will be their early return date for their first of 4 years, and then it's mid-December. It's pushed back this year. There's every chance that whoever gets to the grand final, their five-year-plus players won't be seen till the new year.
Yeah, okay. And that's the players have been doing. Look, they've had their own trials and tribulations to get through the season, and that's just, you know, everybody's issues are their own issues. But look, if it's putting player welfare first, Kingy, I'm all for that. The Bombers, like I said, they'll be pleased with their home and away season, but they probably, I don't know if you can ever overachieve, but they outstripped expectations, I think, in making the finals, and they were bundled out in the end quite comprehensively, 49 points. But they've got some things to work with. You pointed that out. They've got some good senior players, a bunch of young kids coming through. So next, the pre-season will be really important, like it always is, but next season promises a fair bit of hope for the Bomber faithful.
Yep, absolutely. We were hoping to speak with Ryan Gardner, but we just haven't had any luck in being able to tap into the Bulldogs. So we might take another break and come back and wrap things up. If we do hear from the Dogs in that time, we will get him on the line, but we'll come back and wrap things up. Benny's got the Kerr's High stats that he'd love to go through. We've got the Hamlin Hanger, which we may have a call of, but it might not be actually what was the Hamlin Hanger, because somebody was too worried about exploding baked beans.
Oh, come on. It was very funny, Kingy.
Yeah.
It was, mate. Come on. It was pretty funny. Imagine that. Come on, you take up there.
It was a Lachie Neal impact sort of joke.
Absolutely not. Exploding baked beans out of a campfire and the teacher's tent gets burned. When you're 15 years of age, doesn't get much funnier than that, Tom.
Yeah,
come on, mate, give me something.
Goal of the day,
baked beans in your possum stew. It's not much, Chop.
No. And we'll
Did you know that baked beans explode when you put them in a fire?
Yes.
Yeah. Don't try that at home.
Don't try that at home, kids. No.
Somebody did it and then sort of worded everyone up that there may be a can of baked beans in there. So when you see like 30, 16-year-old boys all retreat away from the fire, you knew that something good wasn't going to happen.
APCO's win for dad competition. On now at APCO. Live, breathe, Carol Football.
That's funnier than Lachie Neal. The fifth quarter.